Спасибо, уважаемый.
Thank you very much, distinguished chair. I'd like to react to some of the comments that were made by colleagues. First of all, on the comment made by Costa Rica, we regret that our comment led to these feelings in the delegate of Costa Rica. But we do not share such a disappointment. We believe that such a reaction simply confirms the importance that the elaboration of a single definition of law has. Because delegations understand this notion differently, and this has been the situation for many years. This is not the first time we're talking about this, but unfortunately we're still sort of stuck in the same place. So we believe that with your help, distinguished chair, we'll be able to move forward in this question and to figure out what lethal autonomous weapon systems are. And here, we would like to stress, in order to provide some encouragement to the delegate of Costa Rica, that our comment relates only to the subject for discussions by this GG, in other words, lethal autonomous weapon systems. And this does not mean that we are not opened to discussion of weapons systems that have different level of automation. But that is simply a different issue that requires a separate discussion in a different format, taking into account differing inputs. Now, on the comment made by distinguished delegate of Austria, then we would like to once again stress that the position on the need to have a terminological foundation related to different questions of disarmament, arms control, and we should be consistent in that position. If, in connection with separate issues, we're talking about the strict need to have a definition of weapon systems, this should apply to all aspects and should be used in all fora. Now, the question of lethal autonomous weapon systems is not an exception, and if the delegation of Austria changed its view, then we'd like to hear about that and also see it said in other fora, because we believe that would help us move forward on a set of other issues related to the elaboration of different international legal instruments. But what we definitely should avoid, and that applies to this group and other international fora, we should avoid applying double standards. Now, about the fact that the mandate of the group and the understandings and the guidelines that were prepared play no role if we only talk about fully lethal autonomous systems. Well, we do not agree at all to such a presentation of the situation. If you read once again the conclusions and recommendations made by this group, you'll see that the guiding principles and the conclusions are still fully relevant, and they're aimed at preventing certain risks related to lethal autonomous weapon systems. And I'd like to say once again, there's no such thing as a fully autonomous system or semi-autonomous weapon system. Autonomy is an objective category that exists. It's definitive. It either exists or it does not. And if autonomy does not exist, then we simply can't have semi-autonomy. In that case, we'll be talking about automated systems. Thank you.